Welcome back. In this Ableton Live 12 lesson, we're going to do something that instantly pushes a drum and bass loop into the deep, humid, old-school jungle zone. We're going to modulate swing over time, and I want to set the mindset right away. Old-school jungle swing is not pick a groove template and you're done. The magic is controlled instability. Tiny timing shifts that evolve over 8, 16, even 32 bars, while your kick and snare stay authoritative. The listener feels like the drums are alive, but the track never loses direction. Here's what you'll build. A hybrid two-step plus break layer, where the anchor stays tight, and the break and tops breathe. We'll use groove amount changes, track delay micro drift, velocity movement, and a little space automation so the atmosphere follows the feel. Step 0. Session setup, so the swing actually feels right. Set your tempo somewhere between 165 and 172 BPM. I like 170 for this. Set global quantization to 1 bar if you want clean launching and arrangement changes, or to a quarter note if you're experimenting quickly and you want to hear changes instantly. Now create a simple structure, a drums group with 3 tracks inside it. One called kick plus snare anchor, one called break layer swing, one called hats shakers top. Then separate tracks for bass and pads or atmos. This grouping matters because we're going to swing the break and tops while the anchor stays honest. That's the whole deep but stable jungle trick. Step 1. Build the anchor two-step that never lies. On the kick plus snare anchor track, program a clean one-bar pattern. Put your kick on the one. Optionally, add a second kick on the 3 for that classic stepping feel. Put your snare on beat 2 and beat 4. And here's the rule. Keep this straight. No groove template on the anchor. If your main snare starts wandering, the whole record starts feeling drunk. Jungle can be loose, but the backbeat has to be trusted. Add a simple device chain so it sounds like a record, but still punches. Start with EQ8. High pass around 25 to 35 Hz just to remove useless sub rumble. If it's boxy, dip a couple dB somewhere around 250 to 400 Hz. Then drone bus. Use a little drive, something like 3 to 8% depending on your samples, and be careful with boom, because a break layer already carries low mid energy. Optionally, add glue compressor, gentle settings. Ratio 2 to 1, attack around 10 milliseconds. Release on auto and only 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction. If you're doing more than that, you're probably flattening the groove we're about to create. Step 2. Add the break layer that will carry the swing. Create a track called Break Layer Swing. You can do this with a classic auto break, like Amen or Think, or you can do it with MIDI drums that mimic break style ghosts and ticks. If you're going auto, drop the break into simpler, switch to slice mode, slice, by transient, and if you want more control, convert that to a drum rack, so each slice has its own chain. Key rule. The break layer should be slightly quieter than the anchor. Think of an anchor as the spine. The break is motion and texture. When the break becomes the main snare, the groove often gets messy fast, especially once we start modulating. Step 3. Choose an old-school groove as the bass. Open the groove pool. Load something like MPC 16 swing variants, or any swing templates you like. If you're unsure, aim for that 16 swing around 57 to 63 territory as a starting vibe. Drag the groove onto your break clip, not onto the anchor. Now set a starting point in the groove pool. Timing around 55 to 70. Random around 2 to 8. Velocity around 10 to 25. Bass at 1/16. Teacher note here, random is like hot sauce. A tiny bit makes it tasty. Too much and you can't taste the actual groove anymore. In jungle, you want intention, not chaos. Step 4. The core trick. Modulated swing over time. Ableton doesn't make it super convenient to automate groove pool parameters globally across an entire set of clips in one move, but you can absolutely automate the groove strength per clip, and you can also print multiple swing states and arrange them like classic old-school editing. Let's do the fast musical method first. Automate groove amount inside the clip. Click your break clip. In the clip view, you'll see the groove strength or groove amount for that clip. Now go to Arrangement view and show Automation for the clip, and choose the parameter for the clip's groove amount. Now draw an 8-bar story. For bars 1 and 2, keep it tight, around 20 to 30%. Bars 3 and 4, ramp it up to about 45 to 55. Bars 5 and 6, tip it back to 35 or 40. Bars 7 and 8, push towards 60 or 70 so it gets a little agitated heading into a transition. This is the controlled instability move. The listener hears the drummer leaning into phrases, not a static shuffle. Now the second method, which is more like the old way and it's super reliable. Print swing stages. Duplicate your break clip into 4 versions. Call them A, B, C, D mentally, Set groove amount to 25% on A, 40 on B, 55 on C, 70 on D. Then commit the groove so the timing becomes real note positions. For MIDI, that's typically the commit function in the groove pool. The advantage is consistency. You're not relying on a live groove calculation, and your edits become baked. Arrange them across a 16 to 32 bar phrase. For example, 1 to 8 bars A to B, 9 to 16 B to C, 17 to 24 C back to B, 25 to 32 C to D for a lift. This method feels extremely DNB because it's basically how people use to edit breaks. Print, duplicate, rearrange, repeat. Step 5. Micro timing movement without wrecking the snare. Now we add drift, but we do it carefully. Two main tools, track delay and micro nudging only the ghost notes. First, track delay. On the break layer, find track delay in the mixer section. Start with plus 5 milliseconds, which makes it feel later and heavier. Or try minus 5 if you want it urgent and slightly ahead. Then automate it gently. In a verse, you might sit around plus 3 to plus 7 milliseconds. In a build, drift toward zero. On the drop, lock around plus 2 milliseconds. Important warning, at 170 BPM, more than about plus or minus 12 milliseconds starts sounding sloppy, not funky. If you feel like you need huge delay to get vibe, something else is off, usually levels, velocity balance, or overcompression. Now the surgical method. Micro nudge only the ghosts. If your break is MIDI slices, select just the ghost snares and hat ticks, and nudge them later by 5 to 15 milliseconds. Keep the main snare slices locked close to the grid, or only slightly late. That's where you get that dragging tail behind a solid backbeat. And a quick coach note, micro timing is most audible on repeats. So do these changes in phrase lengths, like 4, 8, or 16 bars, and let the listener hear the same type of push at least twice. That's how it reads as intentional. Step 6, velocity automation, because swing isn't just timing. If your timing is perfect but the velocities are flat, it still won't feel like jungle. It'll feel like a loop with shuffle. On the break layer, give ghost snares a wide range, like velocity 20 to 55, hats maybe 30 to 80, with slight randomness. You can also use the velocity MIDI effect. Start with drive around 10 to 25, random around 5 to 15, and automate drive slightly up in build sections. That little push makes the break feel like hands getting more excited. Step 7. Make the atmosphere follow the groove. Deep jungle isn't only drum timing. It's the space moving with it. Create two return tracks. Return A, a jungle reverb. Use hybrid reverb, plate or hall. Decay around 1.8 to 3.5 seconds. Pre-delay around 15 to 30 milliseconds, so the reverb doesn't swallow the transient. Put EQ8 after it and high pass around 200 to 350 Hz. If it's harsh, dip a bit around 3 to 6 kHz. Return B. A dark echo. Use echo. Set time to 1/8 dotted or 1/4. Feedback around 20 to 35%. Filter it. High pass around 250 Hz. Low pass around 6 to 9 kHz. Now automate the break send levels. In verses, keep the verb send low, like minus 20 to minus 14 dB. Pre-drop, rise toward minus 14 to minus 10. On the drop, pull it back slightly so drums stay forward. Optional but effective. Put auto filter on the break track and do subtle low pass sweeps between 8 and 16 kHz during transitions. Not big EDM sweeps, just a little weather change. Extra pro atmosphere trick. On your reverb return, add a compressor after the reverb and sidechain it from the anchor snare. Every time the main snare hits, the reverb ducks slightly. That lets you run more fog without losing definition. Step 8. Glue it like a record, but don't kill the breath. On the drums group, add saturator first. Soft clip on. Drive 2 to 6 dB. Then drum bus. Drive 2 to 5. If you need more snap, add a bit of transient, like plus 5 to plus 15. But only if you didn't already oversmack the break. Then a light compressor. Ratio 2 to 1. Attack 10 to 30 milliseconds. Release auto. Aim for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. If the swing starts to disappear, you're overgluing. Back off compression first. Micro timing is part of the sound. Don't iron it out. Quick coach tool. Use a timing governor check. Put all drum layers in the drums group. Add utility at the top of the group and map its gain to a macro called drum solo check. Every time you get lost in tiny timing edits, pull the group down about 6 dB and listen quieter. If the groove still feels like it's rolling forward at low volume, you're good. If it just feels late, you probably delayed too many layers at once. Also, if you're layering a clean snare with a break snare slice, Do a phase sanity check. Flip polarity on one layer using utility phase invert left and right, and choose the position that keeps the low mid around 150 to 400 HC more solid. Timing edits can turn phase issues into random punch loss, and it'll drive you insane unless you check it. Step 9. Arrangement. Swing as narrative. Here's a simple 32-bar breathing map. Bars 1 to 8. Minimal movement. Groove amount around 25 to 35%. More reverb. Fewer hats. Establish the pocket. Bars 9 to 16. Loosen up. Groove rises toward 45 to 55%. Track delays slightly later. Maybe a little more ghost activity. Bar 17 to 24. Impact zone. Tighten slightly. Keep groove stable around 45 to 55. Pull reverb sends down. Make hats a touch brighter. Bars 25 to 32. Exaggerated swing, but mostly on fills. Push to 60 to 70% every 4 bars, like at the end of bar 8, 16, 24, 32, rather than leaving it maxed constantly. And here's a nasty drop impact trick. Remove swing for one bar right at the drop. Make bar 1 noticeably straighter on the break, or reduce its delay, then return to your looser setting on bar 2. That contrast creates perceived impact without touching levels. Advanced variation idea if you want even more control. Create swing contrast with an anti-groove top loop. Keep your break swung, but make your hat and shaker loop slightly straighter. You can do that by using the same groove but with lower timing amount on tops, or use a more rigid groove template on tops. The break will feel deeper without turning everything into shuffle soup.